From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, several charities team up to give students in Pedro Plains a new school building. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Jamaican-born Canadian Olympian and former world champion Donovan Bailey has partnered with Helping Hands, Bread's Foundation and Food for the Poor Jamaica to construct a new building at the Pedro Plains Infant School in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth. Founder of the Bread's Foundation and chair of Jake's Hotel, Jason Hensel, who lives in the community of Treasure Beach, says the previous teaching learning environment was less than ideal.
Prior to this building, the Pedro Plains Basic School had one large classroom with many different age students in it. So it was very, very challenging environment to teach or to learn in.
This would become the fourth school built through the Bread's Foundation, the first for the Donovan Bailey Foundation and the 12th for Helping Hands, which recently built another school in St. James in partnership with the FFP.
We had the pleasure to really play a major role in this because it was a combination of ourselves and Helping Hands Canada and also Donovan Bailey Foundation along with Bread's just putting the school together.
Executive Director of Food for the Poor Jamaica, David Mayer. The laying of the foundation took 2 weeks, and the new school building was completed in 3 days by a group of 25 enthusiastic volunteers, parents, teachers, and a host of other persons. The overseas teams raised about $50,000 and Helping Hands volunteers traveled from Canada to get to work.
I was completely shocked when I came here today to see that in 3 days, the team had been able to achieve so much. This, in a very real way, is how when you come together as a team, how much can be achieved.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. The new and improved school building now has the capacity to hold more than the 40 students enrolled at the institution.
We have been trying for many years. Could not accomplish the task. But through you, our dream has come true. So we thank you severely for all that you have done.
Principal of the Pedro Plains Primary School, Wilton Smith. The facility, located on lands owned by the Anglican Church, was built at a cost of approximately $30,000 Canadian. The school comprises a primary and infant department. In addition to the school building, a sum of $36,000 was handed over to the principal of the Pedro Plains Infant Department, Angeline Montague. She was also presented with books, pencils, and much-needed stationery from the Pack for a Purpose initiative spearheaded by the Bread's Foundation. Donovan Bailey says he is thrilled to be home and to be able to give back to the people of Jamaica.
This is the next chapter of my life. Philanthropy is a big part of what I do now. Our greatest resource are our children, and we have to ensure that we prepare them to lead us in the future.
Just before handing over the new school building at Pedro Plains, Mr. Bailey visited Newell High School to ascertain the needs of the school community. He plans to make a second trip in the near future. The Pedro Plains Infant School is now equipped with 3 additional classrooms, bathrooms, a staff room, and a fully outfitted kitchen, thanks to the Donovan Bailey Foundation, Helping Hands Jamaica, Bread's Foundation, and Food for the Poor. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.